we have our first question. It comes from Tyler, and the person to be answering it first, Alexander Allison. So the question is, what is your number one specific priority? And this question is actually harder than it looks on first glance because there's a lot of things. But what is the thing when you hit the ground you want to focus on?
Okay.
Go for it.
Yeah, that's easy. That's a haul out, full services haul out at Sawmill Cove to support our fleet, to keep our fleet at home in the off season, to keep our kids in schools, our fishing kids in schools here. I want those kids to grow up and be able to have jobs in town. I think that getting a commercial, like a full services haul out, very similar to the one they have down in Wrangell, should be our number one priority.
And Aaron?
My number one priority is probably going to be trying to find a way to raise revenues to balance the budget in case the property tax mill rate does not pass, because we're looking at a $2.5 million deficit coming up for the next fiscal year that we're going to have to start crunching some numbers and figuring out a way to raise those revenues.
Is there, within the desire to raise revenue, a specific source of revenue you're especially interested in?
There's no really specific source that I'm interested in. I'm looking at many things, including cuts. There are some revenue streams that have been tossed around at assembly meetings. One would be a bulk fuel excise tax. Another one would be vehicle registration tax, which is something that I wasn't entirely in favor of when I ran for assembly the first time. But if we can't find a way to come up with funds, we're going to have to start looking.
We're going to talk about some of those, and I think it's so interesting that you're open to these possibilities, having served on the assembly for 3 years. Evie, what about you? What is your number one priority if elected?
I would like to keep the future alive in Sitka, and by that I mean keep young people here. And I think one of the ways that we can do that is to keep costs controlled in some kind of way. And the way that I see that happening is to build up our electric consumption so that the individuals aren't hit quite as hard with that. And I would like to see the city start phasing out all the gas-driven vehicles and make it electric. To make all the buildings that are in the city that are city-owned on electricity. And I have a lot of different ideas of ways that we can make it more affordable. One is to, you know, look at ways to having a living wage for people that are working so that they can afford to stay here.
Thanks, Evie. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with the five candidates for Sitka's Assembly. They're running for two open seats, and they're taking your questions. Call 747-5877 with those questions. Kevin Knox, the question is, what is your number one priority if elected to the Assembly?
Well, I'm gonna echo a few of the things that have already been tossed around here. I think Aaron is you know, right on, and you know, obviously being on the Assembly already, he's seen this picture over the last budget cycle, having a running a deficit, and this next one being even larger. We really do need to look at both probably some cuts, but also some revenue enhancements within the city. But we also have to be realistic about, you know, additional monies coming in through, say, our electric fund or by selling additional electricity. Some industry is going to be beneficial there, and then others aren't going to really bring in all that much. So we do need to look at a broad spectrum there. Equity is going to be probably at the forefront of my mind within a lot of this. We can't drive out people that are on the fringe. We need to look at ways that we can balance our tax structure, throughout taxing, increasing taxes on our sales tax would be disastrous for a lot of young people here and people living on the fringe, just because it tends to hit them harder than it does others that are in the upper incomes. Too much additional property taxes are definitely going to be hard too, because that tends to trickle down. But we definitely need to look at ways to increase our revenues in making cuts is going to be a part of our reality as well, that we can't afford to make, you know, big cuts of $2.5 million, which could mean up to 15 jobs in this town, and that would be awful. I wouldn't want to make those. I wouldn't want to look at those families. That would be a very, very hard thing to do, to take out that many jobs.
Yeah. I think it's safe to say that no matter what, the job of the assembly is really tough.
Yeah.
They have to make some really hard judgment calls. Aaron Bean, what is your number one priority if elected to the assembly?
Yes, again, Aaron Bean here. If I'm elected for assembly, I mean, one of the top priorities in my mind is trying to lower the cost of living here. That isn't something that could be done necessarily single-handedly with one idea. This is going to take lots of public input. And one of the things that I feel that I'm stressing in my campaign is that I really feel like I want to be somebody that the public can reach out to and be part of the process. I know Sitka has a lot of good ideas. A lot of people don't feel comfortable coming forward with them publicly. I will be the person to address it. I mean, if people can address me in private and give me ideas, if we could talk them out, and if it's going to work, let's do it. I mean, this is my opinion anyway. So, again, top priority would be trying to lower cost of living. How that could happen, the way I would see it, you know, as everyone said here, people are being forced to leave Sitka, and no one wants that. Nobody benefits from that. People don't want to leave here, and they have to because they can't afford it. If we could find ways to tap into the resources that we have right here, you know, the fish, through the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council, and the land here that the city and this assembly would have the authority to make available to people at just raw land to bring some revenue in. Let's get the bulk water contract. Let's put an RFP out. I mean, these are just a few things that I think could happen.
Yeah. It is indeed hard to focus on one. But it seems like what you're saying is to address this issue with our economy.
Oh, yeah. Well, lower the cost of living through the means that I was saying.
Yeah.
I wasn't saying it. I didn't want to put a broad stroke. Well, lower the cost of living. Well, it's easy to say that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make Sitka more affordable. But how?
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are just a few solutions.
The Alaska Department of Labor is projecting that our current rate of migration, taking out births and deaths and people who move here, 25 people are projected to leave Sitka every year at the current rate we're going. And I think a big question is how to keep these folks in.